Hey there, ladies and gents. This is Chris Lester from the Metamore City podcast at www.metamorcity.com. And you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Previously on Buffy Between the Lines.
Oh, maybe I
What are you?
A spell. A quick one. Don't worry.
Okay. I trust you.
I saved you, Buffy. I did, but it was a dream, and you fell, and again, and again, and... Oh, I saved you.
As much as I'm programmed to enjoy small talk, I'm going to have to kill you now. I'm sorry about that. You seem pleasant and well-mannered for a vampire.
Well, of course, I understand that.
And now, on to Buffy Between the Lines, Episode 5, She's More Than That.
Willow? Hey, Xander and Anya are here. What's with the mess? Has Dom been borrowing clothes again?
Tara? Yep. I made up a game called Spot the Carpet Between the Mountains of Clothes. I'm not so good at it.
Are you coming downstairs? The happy couple is having an argument over who gets a thin crust pizza. I think we're in need of your diplomacy.
Yeah. Thanks, Tara. I'm just going to finish up highlighting this passage. It's a spell to locate demons that have jumped dimensions, just to make sure we track them all down, from when Glory's portal opened.
Well, I know that everyone's grateful for all the stuff you've taken on.
We've all taken a lot of stuff on. I mean, you're amazing with Dawn.
You've done a great job at reprogramming the Buffybot.
I guess. And it's been kind of fun going back to my old computer nerd roots. Though, I'm thinking I could do with unknowing the stuff I saw in the bot's Make Spike Happy file. I could always get Anya to get some Leith Bramble in stock. I'm sure I could cast up a nice forgetting spell.
I think you need a break, sweetie. It would do you some good.
Okay, I'm almost done here. I'll see you downstairs.
Hey, Wills. Glad you could join us at last.
Yes, you've inconsiderately kept us waiting. This is Xander's first night off in weeks, and I'd prefer to be at home, spending my precious and short time as a human having sex with him. Not here, pretending that this house doesn't cause great pain and sadness.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm glad you made it, Xander. You too, Anya. It's nice to spend some non-Hellmouth fortifying time together.
Where's the Donster?
She went to go see Legally Blonde with Spike. I didn't want to tell her she couldn't go because of Scooby time.
But I brought her favorite pizza. It's got anchovies baked into the crust. Who else is going to eat it?
At least your wardrobe hasn't suffered. Now I know why Buffy used to complain about Dawn borrowing her clothes. I still can't find my new spellbook under Mount Clothes Pile.
Not to be Mr. Puts-His-Foot-Downer, Willow, but do you really think she should be spending so much time with Spike? I mean, the other night's public drunkenness, it just put the nail in the coffin.
Dawn's a teenager. She's going to see whoever she wants, no matter how you say it. She's going to disobey you. You might as well ask her to not have mood swings, and while you're at it, to not grow any taller. Does anyone else feel like she's becoming too tall? I feel really short next to her. I bet there's a spell for that. Maybe actually a curse.
I know that Spike's not dealing very well, but that's how grief works. We've got to give him some time. And looking out for Dawn is giving him a reason to go on.
And that's what we want?
I think yes. We need his help with the slage.
I thought that's what the Buffybot was for.
She still needs some tune-ups. When she had Buffy the Mimic, she did better. Like when she fought Glory. But now... The knock-knock jokes aren't working out too well either.
At least you got her off those racially prejudicial walking into a bar jokes. She was upsetting the Magic Box customers with those.
She's getting better.
I know, but you've got to understand, she's never going to be Buffy. She keeps getting confused and falling down.
Right. Computers and microchips go wrong all the time. I mean, what do you think's gonna happen when Spike's chip goes haywire? He's a killer. He'll kill again.
Xander! Can I have a slice of the Hawaiian pizza? I'll go get some plates.
Now look what you did, Xander. You made Tara all unhappy and skittish.
She just went to get plates, Anya.
I'm more worried about Giles than Spike right now.
He does seem to be avoiding us.
He's jumping ship, gonna go back to British soil, which is bad, but I think he'll leave the store in my very capable hands.
Anya, that's not the first time you've said that. Where did you get that idea?
He's been spending a lot of time on the phone, racking up quite a large phone bill, I might add. All overseas charges.
Willow, honey, you really need to eat something. All I've seen you eat today is pancakes, and that was this morning.
Can you see out the window? Who is it, Tara?
Oh no, she's here. I thought we had at least another week.
I'll go.
Are you sure? It's going to be tough. They're trained to spot the slightest weakness and exploit it.
Hello, I'm Barbara Young from Social Services.
Hi.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
The Land of Cairn. It is a world where gods can choose to live mortal lives, to directly affect events in the world, and often do. The river of magic is rising. Monsters are moving into Cairn through tears in the fabric. The dead are escaping Callan's abyss. And the children of Aj have returned, just as the prophets foretold. But even as these overarching events play themselves out, a piece of the puzzle falls into place in the seemingly unremarkable town of Avedon Hill. Aramis Cragen, retired Aranic advisor, arrives at Avedon Hill and is asked to investigate the murder of Greta Platt, the Avedon Manor housemistress. But in doing so, Aramis uncovers secrets that threaten Cairn's very foundation. What begins as a search for justice becomes a fight for survival, all in a place where nothing is what it seems. Welcome to the Land of Cairn. Welcome to Murder at Avedon Hill, a podcast novel by P.G. Holyfield, featuring some of the great voices of podcasting and podcast fiction.
A perfect place for Greta Platt to escape the troubles of the day. So beautiful, so inspiring. Also a fine place for someone to catch her defenseless and end her life.
Not now, Joris. You chose the wrong time for one of your rants about undead threats rising
there
in Cairn.
There is evil here in Avedon Hill. You can never be sure what will greet you at your door.
Of course it has to be alive. You should have known that, monk.
You promised us the hunter, and you have failed us. You promised us a power beyond our understanding, and again, you have failed us.
You have not seen what I have seen. Events are transpiring that neither you nor I can affect.
Aaron's powers have peaked from under those covers. I hope you both survive long enough to find a use.
Brother of Aaron, look how you've aged. You've spent so much of your life in darkness.
Murder at Avedon Hill by P.G. Holyfield. Sit back and let the mystery unfold. Learn more at pgholyfield.com. And patiobooks.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Dawn, that was bloody awful.
Come on, Spike, it was okay.
You just didn't like it because Reese Witherspoon reminded you of Harmony. Besides, you said I could watch whatever I wanted.
I meant R-rated. Now I'm going to feel the need to massacre the entire population of Hollywood's entertainment industry.
Well, look on the bright side. One good earthquake in California will end up in the ocean.
Well, we've got that to look forward to, then.
Be thankful I only made you take me to the movies. I resisted insisting you take me to an O-Town concert.
Don't even joke about that.
You'd have deserved it. Getting drunk on my porch and crying isn't winning you any points. Tara was not happy. And I think I pulled a muscle in my arm dragging you in to stop you from getting a really bad sunburn. You really scared me with that little stunt.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you.
At least you know you've still got it in you to scare people.
Well, you're the last person I want to scare, but only person I wouldn't want to. I promise, no more drinking for old Spike. Strictly the red stuff from now on.
If we had a liquor cabinet, you know it'd be under numerous locks by now. In fact, I got Tara to pour all the rubbing alcohol down the drain to stop you from drinking it. Hello, Mrs. Young.
What the bleeding hell are you blathering on about now?
Ha, ha. This is Spy. William. He's practicing his lines for a play. Shakespeare. That English accent is really coming along now. He likes to stay in character.
How do you know Don? Are you Miss Summer's boyfriend?
No. He's my fiancé. We're going to get married in April. We have a lot to prepare. Mwah. I missed you, sweetie. I've been looking at some dresses today. I think I want to go to something designed by Amy Cushell in French lace.
That sounds nice and expensive.
Nothing but the best for you, love.
Dawn? I thought Buffy was with you.
Right. She was, but she decided to go grocery shopping. We've run out of cheese, dairy products in general. She'll be gone for a while.
Oh, I suppose I could reschedule. Does Thursday around the same time sound good?
That sounds great. We'll let Buffy know.
Great, I'll see you then.
Goodbye.
That was a disaster.
Oh, I don't know. The part where Xander went cross-eyed at the mention of nuptials was neat.
It was pretty funny. Your voice went all high-pitched.
I noticed that too, Xander.
Anya, can we talk about this later?
Dawn, did you have a fun night?
Yeah, I had fun. At least when Spike wasn't complaining, which was never.
You didn't drive, did you? Because drunk driving isn't the safest mode of transport.
No, we walked.
I haven't got the DeSoto anymore, have I? I switched it for that clapped-out old Winnebago.
We all know how well that turned out. Giles got skewered, Dawn got kidnapped, and Buffy went catatonic. Things didn't really pick up after that, did they?
Xander!
I don't see why you're here anyway. Surprised you could pry yourself away from that precious job of yours. It just eats you up that Buffy asked me to take care of Dawn and not you.
Yeah, because you saved Dawn a whole lot.
Spike, stop it!
You're going to hurt him.
I think you should leave, Spike.
Fine. Bollocks to the lot of you. I'm done. Bravo. Great job, Spike. I should have killed that stupid sod Xander when I had the chance.
I say we grab a few girls from the club to take back to Chavera.
Great idea, Tim. It could help us get into the inner circle.
Don't drink a drop of booze, but a spot of violence always works in a cinch. I'm really having the worst night.
Get lost before the lot of us band together and triple your pain.
You do know that's Spike, don't you?
I've heard of him. He's Slayer whipped.
Ha ha! Can't blame him. Have you seen her?
Screw this. I'm out of here.
Tim, get back here. All of us together, it's no contest.
Hey, I think you're losing the fang.
Head comes loose too. Well, that was a doddle. They just don't make vampires like they used to. There's no one left to give me a decent fight. No one like her.
Xander, you were really rude to Spike. And if I think you were being rude, then you must have been. I don't think Dawn is going to talk to you. As a teenager, she should be able to sustain a grudge for a long time. They always used to come up with the most imaginative curses.
Anya, I said I was sorry.
Not to everyone. Not to Spike. Not to me. You had the perfect opportunity to tell them about our engagement.
We'll tell them. Soon.
Right. I'm going to bed. Are you coming or not?
I'm gonna be a while. I've got all this paperwork to finish up.
Xander, I'm trying to be understanding because Buffy died, and she meant a lot to you, but now I just think you're avoiding me.
I'm not. I'm doing all these extra hours to help Willow and Tara with Dawn. There's bills to pay. Dawn's gonna need to eat, go to college, and get a prom dress. And they're expensive. Maybe not wedding dress expensive, or Cordelia's prom dress expensive, but they're expensive. There's not much else I can do to help Dawn.
Xander, why didn't you tell me?
I'm sorry I didn't say something. I feel weird about Buffy asking Spike to look after Dawn. Like I'm not good enough or something.
You're good enough. And I love you. And I really do want to marry you. Good night, honey.
On?
Yes, Xander?
I'll join you in a second, On.
I'm hungry. And this sucks. When I was human, I could just go grab a bag of chips.
You complained the same way about your stomach when we were human, Zach.
Jever, I don't see why you let Tim out and not us. And why'd you let him join up with us? You're not even his sire.
Tim is important. He knows the underbelly of this town better than any of us.
What are you doing anyway that's so important?
Yeah, me and Justin feel a little left out. You and that scabby demon Jinx are always huddled around some musty old books. What do you got planned anyway?
I'm glad you're showing interest. I think you've both proven yourselves more than ready to know.
See, Zach, I told you he'd be cool if we just asked.
You see, most demons want to destroy the world. But it's still here, a testament to their utter failure.
What a bunch of losers.
My plan, still ambitious, but it's also a realistic one. We're going to destroy California. There's going to be hundreds of earthquakes, all resulting in the whole place dropping into the ocean. The Atlantis of the 21st century.
Wow. Are you crying, Zach?
No. But Justin, Javert is like a genius or something.
You too. I knew there was a reason I brought you in on this. The guys that were working with me before just didn't get it. Tim, what's the matter? Where are the others?
They're gone. He killed them all. I tried to tell them. Tried to tell them that no one goes up against Spike, but they wouldn't listen.
Who the hell's Spike?
He's a legendary vampire, determined and ruthless. He's someone I shouldn't have been expecting to run into out here. We should avoid going up against him at all possible costs, at least until we know why he's here.
It doesn't look like Spike's going to show up.
Giles, I think we should wait a little longer.
Dawn, he's not coming. He's unpredictable at best. I'm surprised he kept coming as long as he did. Though he has been quieter as of late and far less insulting.
Well, Xander kind of put an end to that last night.
I didn't say anything that we hadn't all been thinking.
You were kind of cruel.
What did you say to him?
Only that possibly it was his fault Buffy died.
Xander, we can't afford to go upsetting him.
We're all upset. Some of us just don't show it like he does.
He was in love with Buffy. You don't just get over that. You didn't see what he was like the other night.
Drunk, crying Spike. I've seen it before. He was going to stick a broken bottle into Willow's face.
That was a long time ago. And it was my face. My face has forgiven Spike for that. See? My face, it's all forgivey.
Yeah, Xander, get over it.
Spike's a bad influence, Dawn. You shouldn't be spending all your free time with him. Giles, she might start smoking, drinking, and stealing.
I so am not going to do any of those things ever.
That's just like saying just because she lives in a house with two lesbians, she's going to become one. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. In fact, I think my life would be easier if I lived with a woman. They don't leave the toilet seat up. But I think I'd miss having sex with a man. I'm sure you two have a healthy, active sex life, though.
Could we please get this meeting back on track? We were supposed to be talking about the matter with social services.
It's been sorted out, Giles.
And I thought you wanted to test Buffybot's fighting skills. She's in the back, powering up.
Giles, Willow's being overconfident again. The Buffybot's not going to fool the social service woman. She's going to figure out it's a robot.
I'm optimistic.
Well, it's true. Just because I'm human doesn't mean that I'm going to have to go into denial. Spike's the only one who seems to agree with me.
I think we all need to calm down.
Tara and I are going to be there. Buffybot responds better when someone she recognizes is near.
You've got to fix the knock-knock jokes. They're not going over very well.
I think she's funny.
You would.
I don't even know why you're trying to stop them from taking me away. Spike can't even be bothered to show up, and you're all talking about me like I'm not even here. I think it'd be better off if I wasn't.
Dawn! I better go after her.
We all should. Safety in numbers. Giles, are you going to be okay here?
Yes, I can walk back with the Buffybot.
Bye.
I wish you were here, Buffy. I wish I knew where you were. That's good for now, Buffybot.
Thank you, Giles.
Willow finally found the time to fix that. I guess putting your name right was at the bottom of the list.
Good evening, Spike.
Hello, Spike.
I'm glad you're here. Could you perhaps help me in testing Buffybot's fighting skills?
I think I'll take a leaf out of your book and sit back and watch. Have a chuckle when you get smashed against the wall. It'll probably knock you out cold. You seem to have a knack for that.
It has been noted, but I don't believe that's why you won't help.
I don't know why you're bloody bothering with that thing. It isn't going to fool anybody.
You can't even look at her, can you? Though I do suppose you've already seen plenty of her. Your emotions are still there, then?
Prodding me for reactions. I've been someone else's science project before, Rupert. I didn't care for it. Emotions have always been my downfall. I got scared up there with Doc. Not for me, but for Dawn and Buffy. That's not her.
I know. Nobody really blames you, Spike. You didn't let her down. I did. I told Buffy she had to kill Dawn, and all you wanted to do was protect them. Buffy knew that.
Doesn't matter anymore, does it?
No, nothing seems to these days.
It's still my fault, whatever way you slice it.
Spike! If you're upset, I could run that program you like. I'm sure we could find candles we need in the shop.
Sod this.
Did I do something wrong?
Dawn? It's Tara. Could you let me in, please? Did you want to talk about what happened back at the magic box?
It wasn't just about Spike.
I know.
I just can't help thinking that you all wish it'd been me instead of Buffy.
Don't ever think that.
I was going to jump, you know. I know you're all fighting to keep me around, but it's because I'm her sister. I'm all that's left of her. She made sure of that.
It's not true. I'm not even sure we could have coped without you. You and Buffy were the first people to ever stick up to my dad for me.
She meant it when she said we're all family.
I know. We all do love you, Dawn. Even Spike does. Especially Spike.
He made a promise to a lady.
What?
Nothing. Just something Spike said.
It's here. Joffrin didn't let us down, unlike Ethan Rain.
Your most powerful exhorted one, might I take up a moment of your time?
Not right now, Jinx. I've got an announcement to make to the others.
That's all it's going to take to level California? A box made from horse's bone?
Excuse me, your magnificent, occasionally bumpy foreheaded one. Might I turn your attention to this passage in the book?
What?
I tried to tell you. This is only the first of the sacred talismans. There are two others that you must collect.
Sounds like a cereal commercial.
And there's another passage about a sacrifice you'll need. The willingly given soul of a powerful being turned pure.
This is why we speak up sooner, Jinx.
I did try to tell you before, but I didn't want to disappoint you and incur your wrath.
This is turning into an evil scavenger hunt. Well, Since we've got time to burn, I think I'll see if I can learn anything else about our good friend Spike.
Willow, how's Buffy about doing this morning?
Not so good. Giles said she kept powering down last night, and she seemed a little depressed. Giles thinks it has something to do with Spike.
You didn't come to bed last night.
Sorry. I just want her to be ready is all. Every time I think I've worked her programming out, something else goes wrong. We're trying to make her into more than she was designed to be.
It takes time. She's learning.
I'm not sure you could call it learning.
Maybe you should come back to it when you've had some sleep.
I'm fine. I did a spell to keep me awake, a little like coffee, except without the jitteriness.
Nothing beats sleeping in a real bed.
Yeah, maybe later.
I wanted to talk to you about Dawn.
What's wrong?
Well, she just feels that we blame her for Buffy.
She doesn't know about what Giles said, does she?
No, she's blaming herself. I told her none of us do. I think we need to spend some more time with her. Just the three of us.
I think that's a great idea.
Hey, Spike. It's been a while since I've seen you in here.
Clem, I already paid you for those three tabbies.
Oh, it's not about that. I was just thinking, how long it's been since I've seen my good friend Spike. I was worried you'd been dusted or something. That close to the Slayer's inner circle? Not the safest place for a vampire these days.
I'm not in the Slayer's circle. Just circumnavigated is all.
I wanted to let you know some vampires were in here looking for you yesterday. Really bad news types. Working for some guy called Javar.
Never heard of the bloke, outside the pages of a Victor Hugo novel at least. Good yarn, that. Shame they had to make a poncy musical out of it.
Spike, I'm worried about you. You've got to be more careful whose people you're killing.
Got more pressing concerns.
Let me guess. How much more whiskey you can drink before you pass out, or your intimidation skills no longer help cover your tab? Take my advice. Whatever's eating you up, forget about it.
Thanks, but if you don't mind, I'm busy.
You're moping about the Slayer. What's she done this time?
It's not her. It's me. I let her down. Now piss off and leave me alone.
Okay. I'm going. No need to vamp out at me. I was only trying to look out for a friend.
Don't need friends. I don't need anything. There's nothing left for me in this damn world.
Come on, Dawn. Admit it. You had fun going to the Natural History Museum.
Fun doesn't have so much education in it, and fear of Inca mummies attacking.
You probably shouldn't mention to Xander that I told you about that.
Come on, I already know about the insectoid science teacher. He freaked out when he took me to see A Bug's Life when I was 12.
I better go and check on the bot. Mrs. Young is going to be here in a few hours.
It'll be okay. Willow's been working really hard to make sure everything is ready.
I really did have fun today, Tara. I was just busting some chops. Do young people talk like that?
I don't think so.
The Buffy bot's gone!
Buffy. Buffy, no. Can't be. Oh, God, no, no! Who's there? Tara?
I didn't know how bad it was. Dawn said you were having nightmares.
They're not. Nightmares starts when I wake up. Bloody same thing every time.
When you're forced to remember what happened to her.
Giles wouldn't even let me near her. Oh, I wanted to hold her before she was alone forever, in her grave. She didn't even... She still looked alive, and as beautiful as ever, still warm. Still smelled like her. I needed to make sure.
I'm sorry.
We all are.
Can I sit down?
Only got the basic amenities here, but you can take the chair. You planning on a long chat, then? Gonna tell me I'm not fit to be around Dawn? I know it. Harsh, cold thing like me. I haven't got a right to be around an innocent child.
That's not why I'm here. Dawn wants you around.
She'll get over it.
She won't, and you promised her you would stop drinking.
I'm a vampire. My promises don't count for much. It's best in the long run for you all if you just wash your hands of me.
Dawn doesn't think so.
She's a teenager, so not much thinking going on there then, is there?
Will you listen to me? We need you. The Buffybot's gone missing and someone from social services is coming to the house. She needs to be there when they do.
So what? You want me to go traipsing after the Mechanical Marvel now?
We all lost Buffy. We can't lose Dawn too. I'll leave you to decide what you think is best.
Bloody hell. Most I've ever heard the birds say, let alone stand up to someone. Buffybot! Hey, robot. What are you doing here?
I got confused, Spike. Why does this headstone have my name engraved on it? I don't understand. Why am I dead?
Come on. We better get you home. Dawn needs you.
Dawn is my responsibility.
Yeah, and you're letting her down, aren't you? She's scared, and if you're not there for her, they're going to take her away. You don't want that, do you?
Dawn is my sister. That's why I love her.
Buffy said Dawn was more than her sister. She is more than that. I don't care about Dawn just because she's Buffy's kid sister. But Harris was right. I've not been doing right by her. I was going on about how I failed her. It's only making me do it all the more.
I will try and do better for Dawn, too. I love her. She's part of my biological family.
I don't know how they expect you to fool anyone. Come on, then. Let's get you back.
Spike better hurry with the Buffybot.
I'm sure he'll be here. I'm pretty sure that I got through to him.
It's too late. Mrs. Young's coming up the driveway. I'll go put some coffee on. You guys distract her.
This is bad. Very, very bad.
Spike, you brought the Buffybot back.
Yeah, it wouldn't do for me to let my little bit down right when she needs me most.
Need is pushing it a little far.
Right. It's me that needs you around. That'll be the RoboPest's cue, then.
Don't call her that.
Oh, hello again.
Hi, nice to see you again. Did you want me to take your coat? Because I can take your coat.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Did you want a coffee or a tea? Maybe some orange juice? It's freshly squeezed, or at least that's the claim the cartoon orange on the carton is making. The best advice always seems to come from anthropomorphism food groups.
I'm actually in a hurry. Where's Miss Summers?
Well, you see, she's right behind you. There she is.
I'm sorry we kept you waiting. Buffy was just helping me with my math homework.
I like mathematics very much. I recently had an upgrade on the subject. I help Anya in the store.
Oh, you're starting a new job. I'm glad to hear that. Do you have any plans to finish your education?
She's hoping to go back this fall. She'll be keeping her job part-time, and me and Tara are going to be helping around the house. So there's always someone here for Dawn, and Buffy's still trying to get in contact with her father about him giving more financial support.
Willow, I am programmed to talk for myself. I think my main function is to protect and care for the people I love. Dawn is one of those people. She is also an adolescent and needs much guidance, until she becomes a woman. I think my being here for her comes first.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're coping. Most women your age don't take such a mature view. And I can see you have very supportive friends.
That's us.
I think I've seen all that I need to. I'm going to recommend in my report that Dawn stays with you. Someone will be checking in with you at a later date to be sure things are still running as smoothly.
That's very kind of you.
It's my job to do whatever's in Dawn's best interest. I'll let myself out.
I think that went well.
I'm trying to watch the telly. Bugger off. Hey, watch it. Sun's still up.
I'm really sorry, Spike.
Tara, don't take it personally. This is the vamp that runs around during the day in a comforter. He's just moody because we caught him watching Dawson's Creek.
Has Dawson reconciled with that Joey girl?
Well, I'd know if a lot of you would button it. And any blind fool can see she's going to end up with that Pacey bloke.
Giles, you watch Dawson's Creek?
No, Willow. I saw the occasional program when I shared my flat with him.
Hey, this is my crypt, and I don't remember inviting a single one of you here.
I told you coming here was a mistake. You made me close up the store for nothing.
Teenagers definitely don't talk like that. Spike, why are you watching this? It's depressing. Is this why you've been self-medicating on booze?
Well, what are you all doing here? Since you're sure as hell not going to leave me be any time soon.
We brought you some housewarming gifts.
I've been here for more than a year.
Well, we wanted to say thank you.
Yes, we're very glad that you've been keeping the demon population down, and that you brought the little toaster oven back in time. Dawn's a very valuable weekend employee at the Magic Box, and the bot is very good at stock-taking, too.
We realize that if Dawn wants to spend more time here, we could at least make it hospitable.
Right. Well, guess you all should come in, then.
I brought you some packets of blood. I noticed that you'd lost some weight.
Checking me out, was ya?
Well, no.
We really do need you at full strength.
Buffy would have wanted someone to look out for you all. Make sure the Hellmouth didn't swallow you whole. I'm not saying she would have wanted it to be me, but, well, there isn't exactly anyone else in the running, so I'm what you're stuck with.
Buffy would be really proud.
She'd probably punch me in the nose and said I was a worthless, disgusting vampire.
Oh, let me hug you.
Anya,
Could you take this box off my hands? I think I'm gonna drop it.
Nice throw pillows. Better than any of my other stuff.
Well, you did get it all from the city dump.
I'll have you know, I nicked most of it.
Yes, yes, you're an evil fiend. Now help me move this coffee table into that alcove over there.
Your most enchanting vampiric one, your continuous pacing is causing me to feel apprehensive.
Oh, I apologize, Jinx.
You shouldn't be concerning yourself with such matters. It doesn't matter that you were mistaken about killing the Slayer. She and her horde will be destroyed when California is swallowed by the Earth.
I know. It's just, I don't understand how a vampire who bested two Slayers can now be working with one, systematically killing his own kind. It makes no sense.
It doesn't follow any logic I know of, except that of a troll.
I think I'm going to take a walk, learn the truth for myself.
I can walk home on my own, Spike. Don't give me that look. Okay, I'll let you walk with me.
Thanks for helping me fix up the crypt. It's almost...
inhabitable.
I was going to say posh. Hold on a sec. I'm going to get my coat and a weapon. There's a few too many demons hanging around lately. I want to be prepared.
Oh, can I get something too? That axe is pretty cool.
Remember what happened to Willow and Tara's cat with that crossbow?
You said you wouldn't bring that up again.
I lied. Fine. Here, look, you can carry my sword. Just don't go hacking it anywhere near my neck.
As if.
You killed Miss Kitty Fantastico. I'm not going to grow the same way.
Shut up. It's called the fault trigger mechanism. It wasn't my fault.
It shows that Tara's too much of a softie to tell you the truth, is all.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
Hey, everyone. I'm Leiana from Hodgepodge Point. This is my temporary promo until I get my lazy self into doing a more proper one. So if you mosey on over to Hodgepodge Point, you'll get an earful of me talking about my life, my simple views on different aspects of the writing process, and no telling what'll be thrown in between. After all that rambling, I'll play an original short story or poem written by me or one of you. So join me at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. And if you have any original fiction just lying around, I'd love to see it come my way. Send your submissions to hodgepodgepoint@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Will you stop swinging that bloody sword around? Or at least have some finesse about it. I guess the family resemblance only stretches to brattiness, does it?
Shut up. And don't do that look either. Tara said she's cooking pasta for dinner. She always makes too much, and since your stomach forgets that it doesn't eat human food, I thought you might want to eat with us.
Yeah, sure. Oh, great. An Orcus demon.
What did you do? Piss it off?
Me? I'm offended. Ooh, I think I might have killed its mate in a bar fight. Not sure if it was the male or the female, or if they got some kind of gender thing. Dawn! Watch out for the claws! They're poisonous! Stay the hell away from that girl! You're troubled with me!
Spike!
I'm fine. It's only a scratch. Now, chuck me that sword so I can finish this. And that's why I always carry the sword.
I'm really sorry.
That's nothing. Come on, let's get you home before something else takes a shine to you.
What the hell's he doing babysitting a little girl? I'll have to see what I can do about that.
This episode was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Clay Robeson, Cliss, Scott Corelli, Rich Siegfried, Tabitha, and Kim. Original music for this episode by Austin Wintory. Visit the artist at austinwintory.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. Theme song for Javert is Overload, also by the band Beatnik Turtle. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by Magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, www.buffybetweenthelines.com. Special thanks to our beta readers, Trish, Gwen Blair, Enunet, Laura TD, Ima Mezzo, and Sue. This episode was written by Emma Rollman. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the announcer, Mad Scientist as Willow, Cliss as Tara, Brian Brown as Giles, Chris O'Connor as Xander, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Tasha as Dawn, Kim Butler as the Buffy Bot, Nick Edwards as Spike, Paul Mackey as Javert, also with Diedrich Jensen Woodard as Clem, Carolyn Parkinson as Barbara Young, David Simon as Tim, Leah as Marcy, James as Charlie, Kinsey as Jinx, Aaron Bates as Justin, and Scott Tofty as Zach. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at www.buffybetweenthelines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Laura, Rachel, Clay, and Kim. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes, so please don't sue us. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort, and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, our website, or the forum page. The producers would like you to know that in spite of Buffy's negative feelings towards social workers, we appreciate the hard, nearly thankless job that all of them have to do. We would never turn invisible and make their coffee mugs talk to them. Ever.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.
Willow's a poet, and she ain't even sure about it. I guess, and it's been kind of nice going through... Willow is a voyeur.
Not to be Mr. Puts-His-Foot-Downer, Willow, but do we really think he should be spending so much time... Yeah, she suddenly had a sex change. Can you see out the window? Who is it, Tara? Tara.
Oh, screw it, there's some alley here.
Giles. The man, the myth, the legend. See, why isn't there going to be a Giles between the lines, you know? That's what I don't understand. But, a bunch of Giles haters out there.
Okay, that last one was lame. Alright, here we go. Okay, that's probably a little lame. Alright, I'll just end with the lame one every time. Here we go. Well, since we've got time to burn, I'll see... We'll try that again. This is turning into an even.
Well, Xander kind of put an end to that. I'm sure you two have a healthy, active sex life, though. My gosh. They don't live the... Paragraphs shall kill me. I almost said I think I'd have my sex command. Oh, okay.
I know you're all trying. Ugh.
Bye. I'm recording in a closet. I'll explain later.
Sorry, my dad came in and he's just like so confused why I'm hunched up in a closet talking into a clothes hanger.